If buying a house is on your 2025 dream list, well, you may need to reconsider. Mortgage rates hit 7% this week. That's tough for those who've been hoping for mortgage rates to drop at a time when buying a home has proven impossible for many would-be homeowners. We're joined now by NPR's personal finance correspondent, Laurel Wamsley. Hi there.
Hey, Ari.
Explain what's going on here. The Federal Reserve cut interest rates a full point recently, and yet mortgage rates went up. Why?
Yeah, it's definitely not what homebuyers and sellers were hoping would happen. You know, when the Fed signaled that it was going to start cutting rates, mortgage rates did go down. The rate on a 30-year mortgage dropped to about 6% at the end of September. But then since then, they've been rising. And in these latest numbers from Freddie Mac, that average 30-year rate is now a touch over 7%. That's higher than it's been since last May.
Any idea why the Fed's cuts did not have more of an impact?
Well, in a nutshell, the Fed sets short-term interest rates, but mortgage rates really closely follow the yields on longer-term 10-year bonds. And the yields on those have been rising, in part because inflation has proven difficult to fully tame. Data just yesterday showed annual inflation ticking up for a third consecutive month. And bond yields are also being affected by all the question marks around the incoming Trump administration. Tariffs, tax cuts, deportation. If they happen, they're likely to drive inflation higher. Still, Sam Cater, who's chief economist at Freddie Mac, said these rising mortgage rates are simply what happens in this type of economic situation.
The economy has been much stronger than expected. And so therefore, with this strength in the economy and also sticky inflation, we're going to have higher rates. And this is really sort of similar to where the economy was about 20 years ago.
And in fact, these mortgage rates that economists are saying are the new normal, like 6 or 7%, is basically where rates were in the 90s and early 2000s.
And so what does that mean for the housing market?
Well, unsurprisingly, it has dampened demand. Applications for new mortgages were down 2% this week over this time last year. And that's significant because when we get the final numbers, 2024 might turn out to have been the slowest year for existing home sales since 1995.
Wow.
But more inventory is expected to be coming onto the market when the spring buying season ramps up, which should spur more sales. And Cater at Freddie Mac predicts demand to pick up again, in part due to what he called demographic tailwinds.
I think home prices and the real estate market will be able to withstand the higher rate environment because the economy is strong. There's a large segment of renters that are affluent enough and reaching their mid-30s and early 40s that want to buy. And so there's a lot of latent demand that's there that I think is waiting to jump in the market.
Still, that's not everybody. A lot of people are feeling left out here. Those high rates are combined with high prices, which together mean the numbers just don't work for lots of people.
So what advice do you have for people who do want to buy a house, despite all of that?
Well, it's tough, but there are a couple of things. I mean, one is to shop around to different mortgage lenders to see who can give you the best rate. Talking to multiple lenders really does make a difference. And of course, a lower rate means a lower payment each month. Second, if you're feeling frustrated by what you can afford, you might need to expand where you're looking and consider different neighborhoods or locations in your metro area. Prices can vary a lot, so if it feels like you're striking out, you might need to expand your search.
NPR's Laurel Wamsley, thank you.
You're welcome.